Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's turn coat Tuesday. It's the 16th day of August. Man, we're halfway there. 16th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 84 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 92 today. Just a fucking blistering ass hot. And drier and drier and drier and drier. I'm amazed we're not choking to death on smoke, but I guess it's just because the wind ain't blowing the right way. Let's see what we're going to start off with here. CDC confesses it lied about dangers of COVID vaccine to protect big pharma. So some of these people are going to jail, right? People could be, charged with murder here, right? Well, we're going to see about that.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, guys. CDC confesses it lied. It lied about dangers of COVID vaccine to protect big pharma. Now, goddamn, shouldn't there be, this is an article, you see, this comes from Natural News, it was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. If this is a documented fucking fact, shouldn't people be being arrested? Are they gonna call, that was a whoopsie daisy, you know, that's what I'll tell the kids when they break something and they didn't really mean to do it and they get all, you know, feeling bad because they broke something. I tell them, that was oopsie daisy. This ain't a fucking oopsie daisy. You murdering son of a bitches. Now, are these murdering son of a bitches going to go to jail? Are the goddamn funds that they made off of fucking the murder they committed fucking internationally, are they going to be fucking returned to whence they came? Or are they just going to get, they're too big to fucking jail? Let's just take a look and see. This is from Natural News, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A federal Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request has revealed that U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has been less than honest. I love that fucking less than honest. You mean the motherfuckers lied? You tell a fucking filthy-ass fucking lie that costs lives. They've been less than honest with this is what they've done, folks. To say the least about whom coronavirus COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 does not exist. Vaccines, and they're not fucking vaccines. They were fucking goddamn biological fucking kill agents in the fucking form of a fucking shot. And it was made to fucking kill you. It ain't no vaccine, and that was on the CDC's own fucking site. The CDC lied when it claimed that it was actively monitoring the safety of the Fauci flu shots, calling it, quote, the most intense safety monitoring effort in U.S. history. The most intense safety monitoring effort in U.S. history, guys. And that's in quotation marks. It turns out that the CDC did not even start looking at the injections until more than a year after it initially claimed the surveillance had commenced. CDC has revisited several FOIA requests, and as a result of its review, CDC is issuing corrections. Corrections, huh? A CDC spokeswoman told the Epoch Times, which filed a FOIA request back in July when asked about the error. This is an error, guys. This isn't a flat-ass fucking lying. This isn't fucking murder. This is an international genocide. This was an error. It was just an error. That's what it was. The same spokeswoman claimed on the CDC's employee ever that no CDC employee ever intentionally provided false information or was any false response given by the CDC in an attempt to sidestep FOIA reporting requirements. Bullshit. Has the CDC ever been bothered, to look at VAERS data? The CDC supposedly set up a team to monitor post-injection rates of heart inflammation. The team was supposed to be analyzing the government's vaccine adverse event reporting system, VAERS, to produce information for the public about this issue. Not only did that team never conduct any abstractions or reports through October 2021, but the agency also insisted that an association between myocarditis and COVID, mRNA, COVID-19 doesn't exist, vaccination is a fucking biological kill agent, was not known at the time. I'm sure it fucking wasn't, you lying pricks. Clinical trials of the Pfizer and Moderna, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist, period. Vaccines, they're not vaccines. It's a biological kill agent, and it's doing its fucking job quite well across the globe. Detected neither myocarditis nor, pericarditis, I don't know. Two types of heart inflammation by April 2021, the U.S. military was raising the alarm about post-vaccination heart inflammation. And by June 2021, the CDC was publicly acknowledging a link. Even after correcting its mistake, the CDC still failed to say whether or not its team ever bothered to even look at the VAERS report before the agency declared the shots to be safe and effective. Well, no, they were looking at those fucking goddamn $1,000, or I think they still make $1,000 bills. In reference to myocarditis abstraction, from VAERS reports, this process began May 2021 and continues to date. The CDC spokeswoman wrote in an email corresponding to the Times. So, of course they lied to us. We knew they were lying to us. We said they were lying to us all along. We were conspiracy theorists. That's where they're trying to get that conspiracy theorist thing out there again. It ain't no conspiracy theorist that COVID-19 does not exist. It's never been isolated in any kind of fucking study to show that it ever existed. So it can't. It can't. I mean, there's no fucking evidence of it ever existing. And as for the vaccine, it's not a fucking vaccine. Why do they keep calling it a vaccine after the CDC itself admitted on its own site it's not a fucking vaccine? You just keep telling that lie, Goebbels. You just keep telling that fucking lie, and we'll keep telling the fucking truth. We'll see who has the most fucking voices in this fucking country. Here we go. Woke military policies to blame for recruitment crisis Service members say, this is from Epic Times, it was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Having a hard time fucking recruiting people to their fucking one world, world army now that it is revealed that it is a one world army. It has nothing to do with the people of the United States. It has to do with fucking queers, and it has to do with fucking transvestites, sex change operations. I mean, this piss poor fucking excuse for a fucking goddamn army, navy, Air Force, Marines that we have today is, I mean, the people are going to have to jump in if there's fucking trouble. It will be on us to protect this fucking country because these bunch of faggot cocksuckers aren't going to do it. The U.S. Army is expected to fall nearly 40,000 troops short of its recruiting goals over the next 2 years. Fiscal year 2022 is expected to miss the mark by 10,000 troops, while the number is in fiscal year 2023 could reach 28,000. These figures mean that this year is on track to be the Army's worst recruiting year in almost 50 fucking years. Can you feel them bringing this country down? I mean, they have pulled this fucking country down from the fucking top down so fucking low that fucking goddamn third world fuckers are walking across us like we're shit. That's the bottom fucking line. 28,000. And see, that's what I'm talking about when they start talking about goddamn, they're going to, you know, straighten you out, or the government, you're going to get 87,000. Fuck you and your 87,000. Fuck you and your 10,000. Fuck you and your 28,000. We'll be just 4 fucking million. Smear you like fucking you never fucking existed. And a lot of them will come from this fucking phony ass fucking military you've set up. That is a NATO fucking military that we're paying for without goddamn any jurisdictional authorization to have a goddamn NATO air to even be involved with a foreign fucking government. You fucking traitors, you're going to hang. The Army plans to circumvent the problem by offering $1 billion for its recruiting program and placing more emphasis on the use of reserve units. Oh, you got the, you getting those troops trained down on those Indian reservations down there in fucking New Mexico, are you? The Epic Times reached out to the U.S. Army Recruiting Command for comment, and Major Charles Spears of the Combined Arms Center replied to various inquiries about the state of recruitment. Spears offered several reasons for the Army's recruiting challenges in the years ahead. Really? Okay. First, he said, only 23% of American youth are qualified to serve without a waiver, noting that obesity, addiction, medical and behavioral health are the top disqualifiers for service. I'm betting that behavioral health is the top fucking reason, because these people won't go along with fucking international communism and killing their own fucking people and destroying the fucking sovereignty of their own fucking nation. So they have behavioral problems, don't you see? They should be removed from the service and their weapons taken from them, because, you know, bad enough. I won't say no to the obesity. Goddamn, the obesity I see around me. I mean, goddamn, what the hell? Well, it's some goddamn phones. It's in square little boxes they hold in their fucking hands. They sit on their fucking asses. Fucking most of the people who are even middle class are working, you know, they're working on a computer. Now, me and Laura, we work here at the house. You know, as far as putting the programs together and running the website and what might have you. But we do 2 hours of fucking goddamn workout every morning. I'm not talking pussy fucking workout either. I mean, fucking wringing wet with sweat. Fucking, you did a day just as much as if you'd went out and did a day's work in the yard. So you're staying in shape. But I see it all the time. They're talking about the young people, their bone structures from sitting and just playing these fucking games, their bone structures are changing so that they cannot fucking do the things they need to do to fucking operate in combat. I mean, you talk about a fucking crisis that we're in. I don't know. I've never seen in fucking in Moscow or in goddamn Russia, what might have you. I don't know if everybody that comes around either got a fucking one of them things sticking out their butt. They do, I mean, you know it, you've seen it, you all fucking know it. sticking out their fucking butt, or they got it in their fucking face and they're fucking, you know, talking. We're sitting in the same room texting one another. That's how fucking silly this shit has got. And this ain't no bullshit fucking problem. This is a major fucking problem. The kids haven't grown up outside chasing each other, playing army and fucking digging holes and climbing trees. They've grown up on the fucking couch, not moving a fucking inch, with square eyeballs from this fucking bullshit goddamn technology. I mean, I told this one son of a bitch one time, we were getting a used computer from him, and he wouldn't do nothing but text. I said, Laura, call him on the phone and find out, because he lived in a kind of a hokey little fucking place where two streets came together. I knew both streets, but it was one of those addresses. And the guy comes out, you know, and he checked the computer out, and Laura gets the computer. And he goes, if we have any problems, you know, just text me. I go, you know, we used to talk on those motherfuckers. I looked real surprised. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And I go, yeah, we used to take those motherfuckers. We used to talk to one another on them. I mean, I have watched people, and I swear it to you, I've sat in the same fucking room with them, texting across the goddamn room. That is a fucking mental condition. I'm sorry. I guess the people who aren't that fucking stupid are getting away from this goddamn military. The ones that won't wear high heels. The ones that will not betray their fucking brethren. That will not betray the Bill of Fucking Rights. Will not betray the people of the United States of America. Will not betray our sovereign fucking borders. Are walking away from these faggot goddamn high heel wearing fucking queer son of a bitches that'll be wiped out with a bitch slap. That's your fucking, I'm coming at a bitch slap. Oh, goddamn. There goes one of their top fucking generals. Oh, man, people, here we go. Where were we here? Oh, several reasons why recruiting challenges, in the last year ahead, in the years ahead, I'm sorry. The first, he said, only 23% of American youth are qualified. We already did that because they're fucking obese. They're addicted to shit. They're medical fucking problems because they don't fucking do nothing. They don't exercise their fucking bodies. And don't discount the shit that was being sprayed on them. The GMO fucking foods. The kill program. You know what I'm talking about. And behavioral health. That one there just tipped my hat when I seen it. Behavioral health is like if you don't believe in fucking international communism, you don't believe in a one world government, you believe in your country's sovereignty, you believe in your people's fucking freedom and liberty, and you're willing to fucking shoot people over it. That's why you went to the goddamn wanted to go in the service, and you found out that ain't what's going to happen, or you got in there and they tried to force a fucking shot on you they couldn't fucking force on you, which was a smart thing to fucking do, not taking the shot, because now the people are dropping dead that took it. Well, I guess that's behavioral health problems are the top disqualifiers for service. The Army is also competing with corporate America. Oh, really? He said, adding that anybody that would go into this goddamn faggot ass guy, people, you got to realize, try to tell me what the goddamn percentage of fucking transvestites in the United States is. Maybe 0.00004, 1, 2, you know, how many fucking, what are there, 6 of them? But they open up the things and they say, come into the Army and we'll give you a free sex change operation. Well, goddamn that. Well, we'll cut your balls off. We're going to make soldiers out of you. You're going to be fucking real. But then again, they're kind of taking the women in. I mean, women don't got testosterone. I don't know if you guys know this or not. They don't get fucking mean and vicious like fucking men do. We will mow these fucking silly son of a bitches down like they didn't even fucking exist. They'll be sitting there fucking having an emotional moment. When I just walk up and go, yeah, you know, you ain't worth the bullet, and fucking just stomp their goddamn head in. Social media, virtual public squares, shapes the values and perceptions of American youth, which is increasingly unfamiliar with the benefits of Army service. No, which is increasingly telling you what's really fucking going on. Whose army that really is? Who's NATO, international fucking corporate mafia, fucking one world order army that actually is? And what they are actually doing, because the people coming back are telling the truth. Well, we go over there and we kill little fucking kids. We blow people up fucking first we guard opium fields so that we have a good opium crop. We kill little fucking kids for fucking oil for the Jews. I see, we're just doing so many wonderful things. It ain't like, you know, the greatest generation who had the greatest lie to turn to, because, I mean, there was a time when I started doing this, when you diss on a goddamn, on somebody who had served. You're dissing on the people, a veteran? You goddamn right I am. Ain't no fucking veteran. Ain't no friend of mine. You didn't defend my fucking rights, you son of a bitch. In fact, you helped get rid of them. You helped get rid of the goddamn courts. You have stood for, what you do is you guard goddamn international war criminals. That's what you fucking do. Or else you're over there fucking killing little kids so that their fucking resources can be given to your fucking Jewish fucking masters. So it says more money can be sent over to the fucking Ukraine, to the fucking Khazarians. That's what you've been doing. You haven't been guarding freedom and liberty, you motherfuckers. Well, that was my attitude, so I spoke it. And now people have fucking woken up to it, leaving a lot of the people that served or thought they were serving. A lot of it you can't blame. I mean, like the Vietnam era, you know, you gotta cut the slack. I don't know if they, drafted in, Korea, but I'm sure they did. Or else Laura's dad would have never went because he didn't believe in that shit. But, the thing is the draft, you know, these people that were, them people I fucking feel terrible for. The people who were drafted into these bullshit fucking money fucking wars. Just money for blood. That's all it was for the industrial war complex. And they knew better. They didn't like it. They didn't like nothing about it. And then they came home and got spit on for being the victims of these motherfucking goddamn son of a bitches sitting on Wall Street. Snorting coke and fucking screwing whores and drinking champagne and eating caviar. And they get fucking, they went in and fucking played a little game and for about 6 months in fucking hell, or to a year in hell, and then come back and get spit on by their own fucking people. Hey, I didn't ask to go. I was told to go or go to prison. And now, man, were they looked down upon. But they, but at least the ones that, that's the ones that are drafted. You fuckers that went over there and you acting like you believe that shit or being a part of that fucking scam. Both the one in Vietnam and the one in fucking Korea. Fuck you. You deserve nothing but our contempt. You, if you stepped up right now and fucking started doing the fucking right thing, speaking the truth. Step up like they did out at the troopers did after fucking, at the end of the Vietnam War. That's when it really fucking stopped, is when the people who had been victimized, the people who had been drafted into a fucking bullshit money fucking goddamn war, it had nothing to do with communism because the communists were openly operating right here in fucking Chicago, Illinois. They had their fucking headquarters. But you want to speak up and fucking be, do the right fucking thing, then you can fucking, you can take away this goddamn, stigma. That's what they call it, a stigma. That you went and you fucking killed little children for fucking Jew money to get more shekels to the fucking Jews. You fucking sickening bastards. You better think it over. According to Spears, the American population is, quote, increasingly disconnected from serving in the army and military service, Spears said. Oftentimes, influencers like parents, teachers, and coaches do not recommend military service. I wonder why. I mean, that was, when I was a kid coming out of school, you know, you could go work in the log camps. I mean, that usually most people did, you know, or they go work in the mills because you can make decent fucking money within a few years. I mean, you have shit going, you have a career started. Be it, you know, like I said, starting in the woods, you know, setting chokers, then you end up, you get better jobs as you go along. But that military shit was always there. The recruiters down at the fucking school trying to get some kids to go in, you know, fucking, it was shit pay. But they promised the schooling, you know, that was one thing. That a lot of the kids went in just for fucking schooling. and ended up fucking, they're playing real war again. I thought we had mutual assured destruction and we ain't going to have no more wars. We're just going to train and I'm going to learn a fucking career fucking, I'm going to learn a career, you know, in fucking, communications, maybe transportation, engineering. I'm going to get a career out of this. That's what the people thought. But now, I mean, anybody that with a fucking half a fucking brain that isn't a fucking part of this shit, the teachers and coaches and parents are going to say, don't go near them, son of a bitches. They'll make a man fucking talking to his son and say, don't go near them motherfuckers. They'll put a fucking dress on you, make you wear high heels, make a fucking queer out of you. Cut your dick off so you could be a fucking woman for some reason. They'll sew it on a fucking woman so because she wants to try and act like she's got a fucking pair. I love these goddamn, you know, these new movies and shit and all the fucking commercials and stuff with these women. Ah, stepping up like they got a fucking, you know, you'd walk right up and just bitch slap the fuck out of them. Drop them right in their fucking tracks and say, you ain't goddamn shit. Get the fuck out of here. You're no combat soldier. But that's what you're fucking seeing. And they're just like the ones out there protesting for fucking Black Lives Matter. 4 foot fucking nothing. White people, white girls thinking that they got a fucking pair because the fucking communists told them so. Well, them communists ain't gonna, hey, you know, 911 balls ain't gonna be there when the fucking jungle explodes. You can hit 911 balls and it's gonna be, well, we can get back to you in about a fucking month. We can get around to getting a report from you in about a month if we ain't already fucking been captured and hung by then. Because that's how it's going to go down. And all you silly son of a bitches that have went for this, fuck, I got no fucking mercy for you. You fucking wanted a career in the fucking military, bitch. You wanted to act, or some of them, you know, flying fighter jets. Good enough for you. Now, but when you end up fucking your gut splattered out, and I'm not going to fucking go, oh, the poor girl, I'm going to go fucking dead fucking enemy. Because that's what you fucking are. You're an enemy to the people and you're an enemy to our supreme, superior, absolute law. Ratified by we the people. And unalienable. Belonging to we the people. Law of December 15, 1790, when you were fucking in violation, and you fucking dumb cunts, because you've never been out in the goddamn real world, you don't know what goddamn fucking evils that some fucking men are capable of, and you'll accept a fucking lie. I mean, fuck, how long men, women have been lying to each other, so, Jesus Christ. Considered military service is at a historic low of 9%. Well, that's what you get when you fucking try to fucking take this nation out. Our people ain't going to go against us. That's why they're bringing all these goddamn recolonization motherfuckers across our southern border from Afghanistan, from every country around the fucking planet. Because that's going to be, somebody has to replace us because we're not going to go down to our knees. We're not going to turn our country over to you. You try taking it, we're going to blow your fucking heads off. We're going to hang you. By our law, perfectly fucking legal. We're going to follow our law and we're going to be fucking free. We've determined we're going to be. So now you have to, sir, you're going to have to fucking, you, even these cocksuckers you're bringing up from the goddamn South, the foreign mercenaries, send mercenaries after people protecting their home and hearth. You watch how fucking creative we get at getting rid of fucking mercenaries. We'll be right back.
From deep in the darkness, in this mountain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution, but it ain't no Edge of Revolution, Nickelback. It's just the fucking people, the American nationals that own this goddamn country, are getting ready to fucking rise up and enforce the law we put in place to ensure our freedom, our liberty, and our right to own property, you son of a bitches. To ensure our right to think as we goddamn well please. To ensure the liberty to do as we goddamn well please, so long as we're not bothering another or hurting another's fucking rights. Got it? I pissed. You know, a lot of these things come through, and you wonder, oh, yeah, they look, that's a pretty cool song. Yeah, because it's giving the wrong fucking message. This ain't no fucking revolution. This ain't another government fucking we're trying to create here. We just want to enforce our fucking law that's been in place since December 15, 1791, and we want our goddamn courts back so that we can govern this fucking country as the autonomous fucking people we're supposed to fucking be. And there ain't going to be none of this fucking thieving bullshit. All our goddamn stolen properties coming back. All you fucking criminals that have been operating in this country in the Masonic lodges, your fucking asses are going down hard. All the corporations, you're going down hard. All the monarchies, after we get done with this goddamn country, you're going down hard. I got to believe your people want to do it now. We're sick of you motherfuckers ruining our lives. All my life has been go out and vote thing, voting. Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, I voted straight Republican ticket, straight Democrat ticket. Fucking retards. Thank you very much for ruining my fucking life, you son of a bitches. Finally, a generation comes along and it's either we're going to fucking fight or we're going to watch our fucking kids become goddamn fucking sex toys for the fucking pedophiles that are well known about. Well, whatever happened to Epstein? Well, you know, fucking pedophile. Whatever happened to the investigation? Where are the fucking arrests? Why hasn't Bill Clinton been arrested? Why hasn't Donald Trump been arrested? They've got the fucking flight logs to show who went to fucking pedophile island. They got fucking people that'll talk and tell who went there and fucked little kids. Why is that just so weird? Well, we ain't gonna talk about, we'll talk about, our recruitment rates are down, you know. Fuck you. The fact that we allow this people, think about that. Well, how does that reflect on us as American nationals that we know this is going on? There's no doubt that the pedophilia is going on. We've caught the son of a bitches doing it. And we've got the goddamn list of names. And we're doing nothing about it. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, they locked up, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell. But whatever happened to all those people that she had in her little black book? All these politicians, all these judges, all these people we know who was there. She the only one with the prison. What about the people who did it?
Dude, if you or I got busted for a dime bag of fucking weed in the day, if you'd rat on who you fucking got that dime bag from, who got it out of an ounce, who got it out of a fucking quarter pound, they'd fucking let your ass go. You know, there was fucking, it was a fucking rat on your fucking, and the kind of thing that Maxwell's involved in, you're talking about goddamn international pedophile ring. It happened. Prince Philip was in on it. I mean, he was one of the people. They got lists of people that were there. They got the victims. They were little girls when they got taken to that island. And the fucking Clintons when they took over the charity for fucking Haiti. Taking the little kids of Haiti over there. For fucking so that these fucking animals, he's got these sick in the head son of a bitches, could fucking commit pedophilia on them. Instead, they're working right now to try to make, oh, pedophile is just a way of life, you see. Yeah, wanting to fuck little kids. I mean, my God. How far down the goddamn shithole do you really want to fucking go? How far will you go? Will you go clear down and polish that gun till you hit the fucking bottom? Because you're goddamn near there. But the bottom line here is what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now is we know this shit goes on. It's going on again. You think this stopped it? Hell, look at what a little matter was made out of goddamn Maxwell and fucking goddamn Epstein. Such a little, I mean, Epstein was, oh, go, when he committed suicide. Sure he fucking did. He's probably fucking doing something nasty to some little kid right fucking now. And so is Maxwell. Because goddamn the people she had on her clientele list, this is your goddamn holy government that these son of a bitches like to come up and go, well, this government wouldn't be here if God didn't want it to be. Also, he wanted a bunch of fucking pedophiles, the fucking, that do nasty things, horrid fucking goddamn ruin your life fucking things to little kids. He wanted that. It's kind of hard to argue your case that, well, there are some honorable men up there. No, there is not. Not one. And then, you know, you think about goddamn people like Ron Paul, 30 years in the fucking Congress. That shit was going on, Ron. And I can't believe you didn't know about it. Where were you on that one, son of a bitch? Oh, well, he'd tell you, he'd come right on TV even when he was a congressman and tell you, oh yeah, we violate the Constitution, which doesn't exist. We violate it every day. You do? Do you really? And you don't call the sergeant at arms and demand that the person that's violating the fucking law be arrested, buddy? Well, I can't do all this by myself. You can't do shit. You were a fucking relief valve. You were a phony motherfucker. You guys, this son of a bitch got him through 30 fucking years of people hoping, oh, we've got Ron Paul. Ron Paul's going to get him. But Ron Paul, yeah, finally, you know, he's going to somebody with some real fucking integrity. He has no integrity. He took $1 million from fucking people like my fucking son, who I told better than to fucking donate to his fucking goddamn campaign. But he was so, he was, you know, he's seen the problem getting bigger. And I'm telling him, there's only one way, son. There's only one way. But you know, we were still with fucking goddamn Liberty Tree Radio. Everybody, I said, well, fuck, okay, we'll do it one more time. We'll do it one more fucking time just to show you fucking again. And it gets right up to the fucking end. The motherfucker takes $1 million and takes a powder, uses $1 million to get his fucking son elected to the fucking Senate from Kentucky. And now the fucking, and he owns fucking gold mines, by the way. It's just the whole fucking thing is a circle jerk and it's not going to fucking change. But this shows the caliber of our fucking people. How many of you out there don't know that the fucking pedophilia is going on right now? Little children are being fucking hurt right now. Right this fucking minute as we're speaking. And there are people, and there's a chain of fucking goddamn information that leads from fucking Maxwell right up to fucking who's screwing the kid right now. And they know this. And they fucking, if they just, oh, just pay people off. Pay people off or else pretend they got killed and put them on. You know, I gotta believe Epstein's fucking got it. I mean, you know how many little islands there is out there. I mean, they could change, you're talking about the goddamn international corporate mafia. They could fucking change a person's ID and fucking like flipping a switch. And he's screwing little kids right now. Got busted fucking for Pedophile Island. And I think about, the one that always comes in my mind and really pisses me off is Clinton. Cause I seen the interview with that lady that he fucking raped and where he bit a fucking chunk out of her face. You know how sick that is? Do you have a fucking any idea? Not to mention he's screwing little kids. Not to mention Donald Trump talking about, you know, hey, my daughter's pretty good looking there. I mean, I'd even screw that. I mean, Jesus, God almighty, where have we gone, people? Where have we gone? What, you wonder why our country's so fucked? There it is. If you'll allow that, goddamn, you'll allow anything, won't you? Think about it. Woke military policies, and they're having a hard time. I don't know. I know that fucking the caliber of the people in this country ain't what you fucking, the greatest generation. The greatest generation, hey, you know what? They pedophiled under your fucking goddamn watch too, buddies. While you were over there fucking fighting foreign fucking wars for foreign motherfuckers that didn't have nothing to do with the fucking Bill of Rights of the people, the written ratified law of we the people of December 15, 1791. While you were over there fucking fighting for the fucking Jew, they were pedophiling children. They were doing awful, horrible fucking things to little kids. And they'll continue to do it. Because you know why? You allow it. Oh, Joe Biden's magic 0% inflation is costing American families an additional $717 a month. No shit. It's from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Last week, Joe Biden told Americans the inflation rate was at zero, people. God damn, that makes me, I guess I can go get some gas. I can fuck, I can eat tonight. Everything's as if it's at zero. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been listening to reports, 8.5, this is rose, 6.4. I'm going to tell you how much fucking shit has raised in fucking goddamn terms of fucking American nationals. Just goddamn men talking to men and women talking to women out there that are American nationals. From a third to double the price. From a third more of the price to double the fucking price. On every motherfucking thing I see. And I know, because I run on a budget. And we're the kind of people, look at the fucking can and see if you get more in this fucking can and you get more in that fucking can. So I know exactly what you're fucking stealing, you son of a bitches. As they fucking hand billions of dollars to the fucking Ukrainians to build the goddamn Khazarian Empire. Where they think they're going to run this fucking place. I think fucking Joe Biden, I think that, what, you know what happens if, we could play hypothetical, I guess, a little bit. We know it's not true. We know it's all a fraud. We know that this is an occupation we're fucking facing here. But what happens if fucking, Trumpy was, you know, going to go, like they tried to claim this January 6th goofy shit. It's some kind of military attempted coup. I mean, that's the silliest fucking thing I've ever heard in my whole fucking life. And it was run by the fucking FBI. And probably fucking there was a bunch of a Mossad in there too. But what if the goddamn, I mean, who's going to vote? Right, if you go vote, you're a fucking, you got to realize you're this fucking retarded. You have to be to vote. Because you know it's not about, there's no republic to vote in. There's no goddamn representative. You can't vote for nobody that's going to represent your fucking views or what you want. You know that. And if you stay registered to vote, they're just going to say, there's our consent. So better you go get rid of that goddamn registration so they know they don't have your fucking consent and get ready to do some fucking fighting and clean this shit up. But how would it be? I mean, what's it going to be? I mean, can you try? I mean, look past the midterms; they're bad enough. This is going to get so goddamn goofy here in just about a month or two. You're going to want to fucking just hang yourself to get away from it. But I mean, what are you going to do? What's going to be the fucking offer? What are they going to throw out there to the American? I mean, we got Trump and his list of lies. When he, you know, that was a pretty good fucking thing to get a goddamn. Reality TV fucking star as fucking president. And they fucking pulled it off, man. But what are you gonna throw out there to try and coax people into fucking committing treason by voting in a fucking goddamn foreign election put on by a fucking fraudulent corporation that can't exist? That exists in violation.
1,000 IRS agents.
There you go. 1,000 IRS agents. Son of a bitches. But that... excuse me. And again. No, the thing here is, I mean, I can't see it unfolding. Even in the midterms, but think about when it comes around two more fucking years, if we live that long. We can't let this go on two more years, guys. You fucking might as well just fucking hand it over. Go down, get you a goddamn shovel, start digging that fucking ditch, and then go ahead and get your own .40 caliber out, because everybody's supposed to get one, because .40 caliber bullets were going to be so fucking abundant and so cheap. Get your goddamn .40 caliber and get your shovel and go down there and dig your own fucking hole and say, go ahead and put me out of my fucking misery. I want to be at the head of the line. Because that's what you're talking. What are they going to fucking offer here coming up on this even this midterm? And then you get around to the huge fraud, the fraud of all frauds, an enemy occupational fucking goddamn election that people that are claiming to be American nationals are fucking participating in. Do you realize that is treason and sedition, right? You do got that, right? What's the goddamn promise going to look like this time? I mean, we have seen it. I mean, we've seen enough to blow your ass away. You know, every one of them's going to have to leave. We're throwing all the foreigners out of the country, and all this, you know, we've seen the big lies. And then, you know, just like the last article there, when they're talking about when they get down to where they can't fucking, you know, where it's just like people are going, fucking right, you fucking idiots, you think we're stupid? Because we're not. We know exactly what you are. God damn, you'd have to be blind and deaf and dumb to not know exactly what's fucking wrong here. And COVID-19. Just like that. No fucking explanation of what the hell this fucking COVID-19 that never existed has to do with the fucking subject matter that you're trying to fucking throw it into. It is just, I mean, it's completely irrelevant to anything, even if it did exist, which it does not. But just, I mean, they just use it like, well, when they get caught, you know, I mean, I'm sure when these fucking guys with the CDC with this not reporting, you know, these four-year requests we talked to about earlier, when they get COVID-19, but wait a minute, I asked you why you were fucking not reporting. COVID-19. Yeah, well, we know that you claim this Wuhan virus fucking existed, and you're calling it COVID-19, which has never been fucking isolated and does not fucking exist, never has fucking exist. You tried to globalist. You tried to say, think if you just said it over and 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 over again, that it was going to, that it would fucking, it would materialize and it would be whether it was or not. Well, it ain't happened. Because we know about globals and we just keep coming right back. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And it fucking don't exist and you know it. But still adapt, people. I mean, they'll come with the most irrelevant fucking thing. My fucking, hamburger's bleeding. You know, you go to the goddamn, drive-in or one of these stupid fucking hamburger joints. And you get it and it goes, this hamburger's raw. COVID-19. And you go, what the fuck's that got to do with this thing? COVID-19. I mean, this is what's going to end up. That'd be the last words that come out of their fucking mouths before we kill them. COVID-19. I mean, it's like back in the day when the shaman were telling the Indians, you wear this, you're this war shirt and the bullets of that cavalry won't penetrate it. Want to fucking bet? But this is just how fucking far raw this goddamn COVID-19 bullshit is. I mean, I'll get that in a second. I want to show you guys what they say here. What the hell was it? I was going to do it anyway. Here we are. This is when we were talking about woke military policies to blame for recruitment crisis. Now we get down here. This is about where we were anyway. Who have seriously considered military service is at a historic low of 9%. Now listen. Now they've gone through all this other bullshit, right? Here we go. Finally, Spears said, the COVID-19 pandemic severely limited the ability of recruiters to interact with prospects in person and also exacerbated academic and physical fitness challenges, limiting the pool of qualified applicants. It was COVID-19 that never existed, guys. Keep in mind, it never existed. They will not fucking challenge that. They can't. And they never had a study. They made this up. It's the fucking common cold. For the year that this COVID-19 was, everything was labeled COVID-19 from fucking a hangnail to a bullet wound to the head. They fucking had this fucking, every labeled COVID-19. And there was no goddamn regular flu that year. Zero regular flu. It just the flu. For years, forever, everybody said, you can't find a cure for the common cold. Well, yeah, you can. Call it something else and pretend it's a fucking goddamn pandemic. Call it COVID-19 and say that we have this virus named COVID-19 and that's what that runny nose and your cough and your sniffles all about. And we need to give you this shot that's made out of platelets that will rearrange your fucking goddamn DNA to make you a different person. That's it, but it's not a vaccine. We're going to admit that to you. And then they admit that this fucking vaccine shit, I think it was yesterday or today, maybe today it was one of them, but, and they tell you, it don't, yeah, you got as much chance of getting it, this the common cold. With the shot as without it. Only with the shot, you might get killed. Goddamn heart might stop. People have just taken it. One of the people in this town, man, a friend for life, you know, I've known all my life. It's been a few, couple, 3 months ago. And they were giving the Indians $250 to take a goddamn booster shot. And I don't know. I didn't get to talk to her before this all went down. I didn't know it was going down. But fucking, she takes a shot. Booster shot. 250 big ones when the tribe probably got about probably $3,000 to $30,000 for getting these people to take these fucking shots. She started feeling bad immediately. 6 days later, she is fucking dead. And she's younger than me. I mean, I've been watching people from 30 to fucking 60 fucking dropping. I mean, goddamn, there'd be so many funerals and shit. It's just unbelievable. But, yeah, COVID-19. I mean, goddamn, yeah. It used to be that song, Blame It on the Kellys. You ever heard that? Blame It on the Kellys, boys. You know, so anything that happens that fucking, I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter if it makes sense. If it could make sense, just COVID-19. That's all I got to say. It's like the captured soldier just giving his name, rank, and serial number. COVID-19. COVID-19. But we've been mass murder across the planet. This is international genocide we're talking here. COVID-19. Yeah, that's the fucking phony fucking production you made up, but what the hell has that got to do with your defense as to why you did? COVID-19. COVID-19. COVID-19 does not exist. Does not exist. But I mean the fact that they'll just keep doing it. You fucking prove it. And they'll still keep fucking using it. Because I guess if there's one fucking idiot out there to go, well, it's COVID-19. I'm going to go vote. You should go vote, you son of a bitch, because then you'll be marked as one of the people that participated in the unlawful vote, for the unlawful corporation, for the unlawful occupation, in violation of the people's written, ratified, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and our jurisdictional authority, you will have signed your death warrant. Go do it. Go participate in this fucking fraud some more, you son of a bitches, because there's no denying it. When we first started talking this stuff, like I was saying, talking, you know, about the troops and everything, oh God, we were sons of bitches. I know people had to fucking hate me. Across this country, there's people just fucking probably praying. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of religious people praying I would die. How dare you say such things about the military? Well, I dare because it's the goddamn truth. And then we went on to the next fucking taboo fucking thing, the police. You couldn't say a word. I mean, goddamn, you were warned about this shit. You were warned. And then, oh, goddamn, the police, and then finding, you know, then all everything goes to shit, and they're talking about defunding the police and everything. But when we first started fucking telling you about those fucking goddamn Blackwater USA mercenaries, because they're not fucking police, because the government can't have a fucking police force over the people. If there was a government, which there ain't, it's crazy shit. This goddamn corporation can't take its corporate thugs and fucking try to fucking push us around, tell us what to do, we can blow their heads off. But at any rate, I mean, it's just on and on and on and on and on, and there'll be some more tomorrow. Because we'll be back at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT tomorrow at 1:30, 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. And until then, man, just kind of think it all over. I mean, and if, you know, if you get caught, I mean, really fucking up. I mean, your old lady catches you in bed with another woman. Turn and with all your fucking soul scream COVID-19. And that is the word from the trenches.